I sort of see Carson McCullers as a bodhisattva, as a spirit on earth that was meant to help others and was able to express their suffering through her work, more than her life. So I relate more to the vision in her work than I do to her actual life.
Singer and songwriter Suzanne Vega recently opened up a whole new direction as a performer, she wrote, and is acting in her play, Carson McCullers Talks About Love, based on the life of the author. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, Rita Houston here. Suzanne Vega has been writing plays for a long time, and now she's finally brought one to the stage. Carson McCullers Talks About Love has a lot of music in it, which Suzanne worked on with Duncan Sheik. Suzanne Vega joined host John Platt in Studio A, and he got to ask her about her attraction to Carson McCullers and the process of making the play.
When I went to Barnard College, I majored in English and I minored in theater, and I wrote a play back then, a one-act play with five songs based on the life and work of Carson McCullers back then.
In the play, I guess we call it that, Carson McCullers Talks About Love.
It's a play, it's a musical, it's a theater piece with music.
You come out as Suzanne Vega in the beginning, and you talk about how you first got drawn to actually a photograph of Carson, right?
Yeah. You know, eventually I will probably want someone else to play that part, so we call that character, what you called Suzanne Vega, we call her Woman in Library. I know it sounds an awful lot like me, but actually at some point I hope someone else will do that opening monologue and the closing one too.
But so what you describe in that opening monologue
is pretty much how I discovered Carson McCullers.
Based on a photograph, am I right?
Based on her biography, yeah. It was a photograph on her book, on her biography, and it was such a striking photograph. I'm still struck by her face and how just the character that comes out through it.
Glittering on the horizon, mountains of fame and fortune and snow, finally, 'cause New York is made for grander things just like me. Literati, yes,
describe Carson McCullers as an alternative personality who's kind of ahead of her time. How do you mean that?
Yeah, ahead of her time. By ahead of her time, I mean that she was, first of all, some of the visions in her work. In 1938, which is when she was working on The Heart is a Lonely Hunter, one of her main characters, Dr. Copeland, describes a scene in which people will march in Washington for civil rights, for the rights of black people. And that was so far ahead of her time. I mean, that was 1938, 1939, and that scene did not actually happen until the early 60s. The other thing is that she embodied, in a way, what we call now human rights. Mm. And that phrase wasn't really coined until 1949, when the Declaration of Human Rights was written. They certainly had it as a concept, but it wasn't the phrase that we use today.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean by being ahead of her time. She, if you look at her work, she represented the rights of all kinds of people.
And she says, I've come to set a twisted thing straight. And she says, I've come to lighten this dark heart. Takes my wrist, I feel her imprint of fear. And I said, I never thought of finding you here. Solitude stands in the doorway. I'm struck once again by her black silhouette, by her long, cool stare and her silence. I suddenly remember each time we've met, she turns to me with her hand extended, her palm is split with a flower with a flame.
That was Suzanne Vega performing live in Studio A with Solitude Standing and on the stage at the Rattlestick Playwrights Theater from her play Carson McCullers Talks About Love. Take 5 produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.